producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think this, this January month here of 2016, definitely not quiet. I mean, a lot going on. We have a British teenager who has died from breathing in too much of his aerosol deodorant. We're going to talk about how that happened. That's pretty scary. We have those of you that are losing weight. Great. I'm glad you guys are losing weight. That's awesome. Keep it up. We're excited. You know, it's the new year. This is the time to get your act together. However, they're saying that obese people who lose weight are still at 27% greater risk of early death. Still. Even if they lose the weight. We're being told that the world is on the brink of an Alzheimer's epidemic. As they say, by the year 2050, 106 million people are going to be battling Alzheimer's. What can we do to prevent that? Then we're being told that more than half of Americans are just $500 away from financial disaster. And most households have absolutely no way to handle an unexpected emergency bill. Many of you guys drink smoothies, and you love your smoothies. Now we have a report that smoothies may actually be doing more harm than good because it could mess with your healthy antioxidants that you're taking. Can talk about that. Fitbit users are suing, claiming that the heart rate monitors are not accurate. We're being told in West Virginia that patients can now sue their doctor if they think they got became addicted to the medicine the doctor wrote them. Remember I told you I live in Nevada? One of the state senators wanted to pass something like that. And people were scared to death that doctors would stop writing any sort of medication that anybody could claim they got addicted to. And that could really open up a can of worms. But nothing more that I see opening up a can of worms than this discussion that we've had on Obama's gun control recommendations, okay? When he had announced that doctors can now report to the FBI your quote-unquote mental illness, this put a lot of people in a state of panic. Is your doctor qualified to even diagnose your quote-unquote mental illness? What kind of can of worms does this open up? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's start right off the bat with what's going on, or what happened with this British teenager. He used cans of deodorant, they say, in lieu of bathing. And police found 42 aerosol cans in the room of Thomas Townsend. He was only 16 years old at the time of Folkestone, Kent, in southeast England. This is being reported by The Sun and Fox News. According to his mother, Sally, Thomas would spray half a can of deodorant on himself instead of taking a shower, then spray aftershave to cover up the body odor. He would go through a can a week. She said, I did not know he had so many cans in his room, but he's a big hoarder. Thomas was living, I guess, at a children's home when he was found collapsed on his knees against his bed in August. He was unfortunately unable to be revived by paramedics. The boy had been in foster care for 5 years and moved to the home in February. According to the investigating pathologist, the cause of death was circulatory collapse caused by butane gas inhalation. His system was free of signs of alcohol or drug, according to the son, and the death was ruled an accident. So according to the coroner, Rachel Redmond, he sprayed deodorant all over himself and succumbed to the effects of the gas. I don't know of any cases where people get high on their aerosoled deodorant. So I don't think it was that. I don't think he was trying to get high. I think he had an addiction to spraying this. You know, a lot of people have, they don't, you know, you think addiction is because, or I should say, you have a, it could have been an obsession, I should probably say. A lot of people think you need to have a chemical in your body and become then addicted to it and used to it and craving for it. But some people get addicted or obsessed with certain behaviors. And, you'll see women with perfume do this very readily. You'll see people do this with makeup. You'll see people do this with food. And there are certain obsessions or addictions that people have that don't necessarily, you know, include alcohol or drugs, etc. And so, him using this, okay, as a means to clean himself. You obviously, want to investigate what sort of mental illness did he have. Why didn't he bathe? Why did he choose for an aerosolized can? But if we could take this a step further, I talked to you guys a lot about aerosol sunscreen and, you know, aerosoled, certain beauty products. I'm not a fan. Now, mind you, okay, I hairspray like the day is long. I mean, I hairspray like crazy. And I understand that the aerosol hairspray works a lot better than the little pump hairspray. I can't stand pump hairspray. I really can't. And so I use the aerosol. All right. But that's about the only aerosol I use. Everything else is like straight application. And so I don't want to breathe in the stuff. So I always tell my husband, don't do spray on sunscreen. Well, it gets the sunscreen on the kids easier. No, that's not the point. They'll breathe it in. Okay. Just lather it on. Now, some people will say, well, wait a second. Isn't applying deodorant directly to your skin more caustic and could possibly cause more issues than if you aerosolized it? The problem is I don't know what's being tested on lungs. Then I would rather do topical applications at this point than breathing something in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of people are pretty nervous about this. Apparently, the Obama administration has given healthcare providers now the legal go-ahead, without any legal repercussion, for us to report your quote-unquote mental illness to the FBI firearms background check system. Okay? So, Obama has a very detailed action plan. All right? And I understand that guns should not be in the hands of people with severe mental illness. I get that. Okay? But where's the criteria? Where are the lines on what is considered, quote-unquote, mental illness. Okay, now mind you, I'm a doctor. And so if I see you, I'm not going to accuse you or diagnose you with something you don't have. But I'm a physician that has had a lot of training. And even though I've had a lot of training, I am not a psychiatrist. And I know my limitations. And so if you see what could happen, if you look at what the premise is here, where if your medical provider feels you have mental illness, reports you to the FBI firearms background check system, you could not, in theory, get your weapon, exercise your Second Amendment right. Now, again, many of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you know, somebody with severe schizophrenia, you know, catatonic state. Okay, yeah, but we're not talking about that. Okay? I mean, we already know. That I think everybody agrees on. Everybody agrees that anybody with severe mental illness should not be wielding any weapon, period. But what kind of can of worms does this open up? Okay? So, let's say, for example, all right, they say, okay, look, if the doctor feels this person has mental illness, they report it. And by the way, before you had HIPAA privacy laws, where your doctor couldn't even really talk to another doctor about you, your medical conditions are private. Okay, now the government's like, nah, when it comes to us, you could tell us. All right, so I mean, if it starts with that, what else does the government get to find out? So, you know, a lot of people just don't like the idea of it breaking privacy. Okay, and it is. It's a little concerning. Although, I got to tell you, and we've talked about this before, you don't have 100% privacy. Every time I have to fill out an FMLA form for you and your employer, and they ask what your medical diagnosis is, and how many days off you need, and why they have to allow you to have FMLA, that's the government already, and your employer already knowing your medical history. So, you know, this idea that your medical information that's just between you and your doctor or your medical provider is kind of a farce in and of itself. But let's say those of you out there take a medication, and you take a medication that's FDA approved for a quote-unquote mental illness, but that's not what you're taking it for. So like, for example, there was an insurance company that had met with me once because they were a little upset that I had written Ambien before it went generic. And Ambien was a medicine for sleep. Now, mind you, I work in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have a lot of people working graveyard, a lot of shift workers. And they had suggested that I take my patients off Ambien and put them on Xanax, Valium, Ativan, you know, benzodiazepines, because they're cheaper. And I said, well, hold the phone. I thought we're trying not to, you know, promote addiction to benzodiazepines, which is why I'm using Ambien for the shift work. Even though you have some people claim they think Ambien is addictive too, it's not as addictive as your benzodiazepines, your Valium, Xanaxes, etc. And so when an insurance company suggested that I use a medication I didn't want to use, which I use for anxiety, patients for anxiety with generalized anxiety disorder to calm them down because it's a sedative. When they suggested I use that on my insomnia patients, I still butted heads with them and I said, the hell no. Okay, I do not want to have a patient practice, you know, addicted to anything. I'm going to give them Ambien temporarily until we can figure out what to do about their shift work or change your shift or get a sleep specialist involved. And I stuck to my guns. But what about another doctor or medical provider out there that gets talked out of writing the sleeping medication and instead the benzodiazepine? Those benzodiazepines are known to be used for mental illness. We use them for anxiety. Some even use them for depression. So now you have a diagnosis code on your medical chart, anxiety. But you're not taking that medicine for anxiety. You're just taking it because you get off of work at 5, 6 a.m. and it's tough to sleep. Now you have a diagnosis that you don't want. And is that a diagnosis the Obama administration wants to know about? And let's say the FBI is like, nah, we don't need to know about it. But your doctor is confused by these new rules, or your medical provider is like, no, you know what? He takes a benzodiazepine. He has anxiety. I don't want to get in trouble with the government, so here I'm going to forward the information. And you're like, all I did was get off work at 5 a.m. Leave me alone. You know, I talked to you about how I had two different male patients. Okay? And I wrote about this in Epic Times. For some of you guys coming in late, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'd love to hear what you think about the Obama ruling that your doctor can report your mental illness to the FBI. So I had two different male patients, okay? One with high blood pressure that was through the roof. Nothing was working. His blood pressure medicine wasn't working. The cardiologist couldn't get his blood pressure down. I had another guy that had real severe acid reflux, and I've told you guys about this, okay? And he was, I mean, he had acid reflux, and his PPIs, like his Prevacid and Prilosec, these acid suppressors that he was taking wasn't cutting it, even though he was seeing the specialist. So for poops and giggles, I put both of these men, different times in my practice, on Zoloft. Now, Zoloft is an SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It's a medication we use that's FDA-approved for, quote-unquote, depression. But I notice it helps my patients with their migraines. It helps them with their PMS. It helps men with their acid reflux. And to my wonderful surprise, it helped this other gentleman with his blood pressure. It turned out that even though he didn't think he had acute anxiety because his blood pressure was always high, for some reason, the mechanism worked where his blood pressure was controllable. So now I have a person whose diagnosis is high blood pressure, recalcitrant high blood pressure. Or I have another patient now with severe GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, both of them on Zoloft. Now, both of these gentlemen have moved, okay, and they live out of state, different states, and they're seeing their new medical provider. And their new medical provider talks to them about other issues and doesn't really dive deep into why they're on Zoloft. And they tell their medical provider, yeah, I've been on Zoloft for a while now. It works. Make sure I still get it. And that provider then uses the code depression. You see how you could have a psychiatric diagnosis, a mental illness, quote-unquote, diagnosis, when that's not why you're taking the medication. Another example, I had a female patient. She was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder for a while. We took a look at her, and I like to do a routine physical, and, you know, whenever anybody has quote-unquote anxiety, I like to check their heart. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Maybe you're anxious because there's an issue with your heart. After looking at the heart and doing a chest x-ray, we came to find a huge lymphoma, which is cancer, in the chest. Thank God she was able to be treated. From what we understand, she was cured. And you want to know what? Her quote-unquote anxiety symptoms of shortness of breath and fast heart rate went away. She never had generalized anxiety disorder. So, okay, so I'm not telling you this because I want you to go, oh, man, Dr. Dahlia, you're such a good doctor. No. What I'm telling you is we have, this could be a huge wedge between doctor and patient because our patients going to now want to be forthcoming about their medical condition. Thank God that patient, when I asked her, I was like, well, what exactly is your anxiety? Tell me what your symptoms are. She said she was having some, you know, heart racing. How many people are afraid they're going to be diagnosed with a psychiatric condition and then not get their cancer found or their heart rate found or their thyroid issue found or their hypoglycemia? So, it's a concern. It's a big concern. So, like I said, I think we all agree that people with severe mental illness do not need to have weapons. Absolutely. But what about those of you that are coming in with a little anxiety, a little depression? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. Sorry about that. I had to scarf down. Sorry, it was a piece of chocolate. Nobody was supposed to know. I was trying to sneak the chocolate in, but it's just so creamy. Oh, my God, it's just so creamy. This is such a... I found some Christmas chocolate that nobody ate last month. So, I'm a happy girl. Oh, that was good. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to enjoy... I know I'm supposed to be on air. Tough. Chocolate. Really quickly, Byron White writes, what psychiatric training does the average doctor receive? This is, I believe, in reference to what we just talked about, how... Doctors can report your mental illness to the FBI, the background check database. The psychiatric training that I received was, I think, more than what the average medical school provides, because we had a psychologist running the school. He was a dean that was very, very well-versed, and his specialty was psychology. So we got an amazing accent of psychology and psychiatry, but I still don't feel at all competent enough to be someone's psychiatrist. Now, mind you, I do a lot of therapy in the office. I do a lot of counseling. I do a lot of hand-holding. And I make a lot of diagnoses. Yet I always want confirmation from a psychiatrist. So the average doctor or nurse practitioner or physician assistant, whoever is going to be your medical provider, their amount of psychiatric training really depends on not only what school, but what other rotations they've taken. So if you, let's say, you know, really like psychiatry, and you want to go into internal medicine, and you want to go into internal medicine where, you know, there's a real underserved community for mental illness, you may do some extra rotations in psychiatry. Okay, and go, okay, so now I could pick up bipolar, I could pick up schizophrenia, I could pick up obsessive compulsive disorder, I could pick up post-traumatic stress, you know. So, you know, you may be able to pick up on that a lot easier because you've had some more training. But I can't quantitate it or quantify it as 1 month, 5 months. You know, medical school, and I've told you this, after you do your 4 years of high school and your 4 years or 4 or 5 years of college, then your medical school starts. And medical school for me, and that's an MD program, so I can't speak of all the programs out there, but for an MD, you basically the first year learn your biochemistry and your anatomy and your physiology and your neurology and your nutrition. And so, you know, you learn a lot of the basics. By the second year, you start to apply more of those basics. You start to work with patients. You learn how to counsel them. You learn how to get history. You learn how to talk to them. And the whole time, you are picking up on psychology, even if you don't have a direct 4 week block of psychiatry, et cetera, during the first couple years. You are picking up on a lot of it because as you're being trained and you're looking at a person with diabetes, et cetera, if they have depression, if they have post-traumatic stress disorder, if they have bipolar type 2, your attending teaches you about that, okay? And then your third year is where you have to do your required internal medicine, obstetric gynecology, family medicine, surgery, and, you know, you have to do your basic trauma, pediatrics, so you have to do your basic rotations, and then fourth year is when you get to start to add the electives. So if I want to be a surgeon, a cardiovascular surgeon, I'm probably going to be doing a couple electives in that, you know, especially where I want to get in for residency so I could see the program, see if I like it. If I'm going to be a family medicine doctor, I'll probably brush up on my surgery and I'll probably brush up on my pediatrics, you know, that kind of thing. And so you get psychiatry a lot of times in your fourth year, a month rotation. You could add more to that. And like I said, it's not just 1 month, you know, because you are being exposed to patients throughout your whole training. And then you go into residency anywhere from 3 to 5 years. And psychiatric illnesses are always incorporated in medical, you know, history and medical assessments. And so you're getting, you know, if you look at it from one angle, you're getting years of experience. But when you look at it as, okay, you know, are you getting a patient in front of you and being asked to say, okay, you know, is this type 1 bipolar or type 2 bipolar, or is this schizophrenia, or is this a mental illness secondary to hyperparathyroidism? We may not get more than a month or two of that sort of direct psychiatric training, which is why many of us, if we feel that it is beyond our scope, we will refer you. You know, and I get, you know, we get a lot of gambling addiction. We get a lot of alcoholism. I mean, you know, psychiatry is a huge, vast profession, which is why their residency is so detailed and you know, so vast. It's a very rigorous program to become a psychiatrist, which is also unfortunate because you don't have a lot of people wanting to go into psychiatry. Our psychiatric profession is really wanting in terms of having enough medical providers. From a PA perspective or a nurse practitioner perspective, they get a lot of, you know, psychological training and psychiatric training. Again, I can't tell you how many weeks, how many months, I can't tell you. So, you know, going back to, you know, this case, and I know I want to talk about other headlines, but this is so important, so crucial. Just to take one step back, one of you had emailed me that you had, this was years ago, that you had got a copy of your medical records, and the doctor had put in, he had written depression in your medical records, and you've never had depression. You never complained a day in your life about depression. And you didn't even, you weren't even on medication for depression. And why was that repeatedly in, you know, because when you, a lot of times with electronic notes, the doctor doesn't have to write every single diagnosis over and over and over again. It's already in the system. So every page seems to have that. So what ends up happening is every page seemed to have this diagnosis of depression. He says, but I never had that. How do I tell the doctor to change it? And the doctor would have to then add an addendum. You aren't allowed to change your notes. But what you could do is add an addendum. And, you know, how do you for a year or two ask the doctor, you know, how does, will the doctor go, you know what, I didn't mean that, I didn't mean that, I didn't mean that. So many of you get very, very frustrated by what's in your medical record. And your question was, at the time, where did he come up with the depression diagnosis? And so, you know, depending on your relationship with your medical provider, and unfortunately many of you guys don't have a real good, long-lasting, you know, I grew up with this doctor type of relationship with your medical provider, you could have diagnoses put down there about you that you don't believe are true. Remember I told you there was a woman that came in, and, you know, we took a history. And I'm like, look, any family history of mental illness. You know, my dad drinks. You know, my mom, she's definitely bipolar. Sister has depression. But other than that, everything's fine. And then, you know, we go on. We take more of a history. I write down mom has bipolar. Okay, well, if I fax those records, okay, to the gynecologist for, you know, my patient who now has to have some gynecological issues taken care of. Me, in my notes, it says the mother is bipolar. I've never diagnosed the mother. I've never diagnosed her. The daughter said, my mom, definitely bipolar. Who diagnosed her? Which is why I immediately made a change in my practice where I put everything in quotes. The patient claims, you know, mom is bipolar. I think a lot of people claim that their parents have some sort of, you know, diagnosis. And it, you know, I mean, how many of us say that our husbands eat too much? You know, oh, he is obsessed with porn. No, they're not obsessed with porn. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, who's doing the diagnosing? And so I will investigate. I'm like, okay, has your mom been diagnosed? You know, who diagnosed her? I don't know if she's seen the doctor, but she definitely has it. Okay, and then put it in quotes. So, as you can see, we medical providers do get, you know, good training. Do I have enough training, to call myself a psychiatrist? Oh, hell no. Which is why I use psychiatrists. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. Significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in West Virginia, painkiller quote-unquote addicts, according to this article, are now allowed to sue their prescribing doctors. Now, there's obviously both sides to this, and I have my side, which I'm going to obviously share, but let's kind of update you on some of the facts here. All right. 2 million Americans are hooked on prescription painkillers, they say, according to CBS News. In 2012, they say 259 million prescriptions were written, which means one bottle for every American adult. Prescription painkillers, whether it's Vicodin, Percocet, Norco, that kind of stuff, okay? CBS News went to West Virginia, and that is a state where their Supreme Court has now allowed if you became addicted, you could turn around and sue your doctor. Now, where I live in Nevada, this was attempted in the state legislature, and it was kiboshed temporarily. From what I understand, I'm not sure if they're still trying to move ahead on it, because there were a lot of concerns from patients that we'll talk about. All right, one concern that I know a lot of us doctors had is the bill was very poorly written, and you could sue your doctor for being addicted to your Z-Pak, or to your nasal steroid spray, or your allergy medication. And so from what I understand, the state senator was asked to rewrite it. Again, I could be wrong. I haven't really seen much news on that end. And for any of you that have that information, please forward it to drdahlia.com. All right. But what's been going on in West Virginia is apparently there has been some, investigations into some of the doctors. And there was one such doctor that I guess had a clinic where they were making about $100,000 a week. It was a cash-only clinic, and the clinic was raided and shut down in 2010. Exam rooms were filled with piles of trash and files, those prescription pads, syringes, and even starving birds in roach-infested cages. This is disgusting. Hundreds of patient records were seized with thousands of undated and pre-signed prescriptions for addictive pain medications like Vicodin, Xanax, and Lortab. Even though Xanax is a benzodiazepine, many people ask for Xanax. A lot of times when you take Lortab, the next day you get anxious and you get grumpy, and the Xanax helps you with that. The doctor who was in charge of this clinic went to jail for 6 months for negligence. So according to a DEA agent, Gary Newman, he says, we're talking in a certain sense drug traffickers. They are doing nothing but writing and cranking out prescription after prescription after prescription, according to him, DEA agent Gary Newman. And he's part of a team currently investigating dozens of doctors, pharmacies, and distributors throughout the state of West Virginia. Okay. And like I said, we'll talk about both sides to this. And by the way, West Virginia, they said, has the highest rate of overdose deaths in the nation. Each year, doctors write equivalent of one painkiller prescription for every man, woman, and child in the state of 1.8 million people. West Virginia looked at 19 pain clinics. 12 were told to shut down. All right, I'm not going to tell you more of these cases, but let's take a look at what's happening. Okay, on one end, you cannot have medical offices run like that where they become obviously cash mills. Look, the doctor doesn't have to deal with insurance companies, doesn't have to deal with Medicare, just gets to deal with cash, gets to write a prescription, and you can't have establishments like that because they are taking advantage of patients. You need a drug. You're going to them. It's like a legal drug dealer. You will pay anything they ask. I don't know what this guy charged. And now we have an issue where you have a consumer being, I'm not sure what the correct legal term would be. But, and again, I apologize. I'm not an attorney. I'd make a horrible attorney, wouldn't I? I'd be like sitting there near the witness stand going, All right. But, you know, you're having people at the mercy of the supplier. And it's not a healthy situation at all. But here's my question. Aren't these clinics very easily found? And can't the medical board or the medical establishment close them down? I know some of you guys don't trust medical boards or medical establishment, but the DEA or the Controlled Substance Board of the state can very easily look at a doctor's prescribing pattern. There's only X amount of doctors in that state. You pull up the reports, you find their prescribing patterns, and then you talk to them. Give them, explain, validate why they are giving 120 pills every week or two, have them justify what they're doing, why they're doing it, what workup was done on the patient, and it could be handled by that level. Why are we getting the patients involved? Now, for some patients, they're loving it. They're like, great, now I have the power to sue my doctor. He got me addicted. And mind you, if a doctor gives you a medication and does not tell you how addictive it is, okay, that's a concern. You as a patient have a right to know that what you're taking, you're going to become addicted to. You have every right to know that. But now let's look at the doctors that are good guys. And the majority of us are good guys, okay? Patients and lawyers now have unlimited power to sue you if they say they got addicted to a medication, and you don't have a pain practice. You take care of kids. You take care of pregnant women. You take care of men with high blood pressure. What do you think you're going to do when you have a patient that walks in that wants a pain pill, and you go, well, you know it's addictive. Yeah, I know. And you know that if you make them sign a consent, it's probably not going to hold up in court, especially with a state Supreme Court ruling such as that. You're probably, as a medical provider, going to say, you know what, we just don't write those. I'm sorry, we used to, but I don't know if you and your attorney are going to later claim I was the one that got you addicted, so sorry, I could do your blood pressure medicine, but I can't do your pain medicine. You're like, okay, but I broke a rib. What do I do? So now you sprain an ankle. You blow out your knee. You blow out a disc. You have a flare-up of sciatica. You have a tooth abscess. You have a cracked tooth. Okay? Who is defining your addiction? So if somebody claims, I am now addicted to the medication, well, why are you addicted? Because I have to keep purchasing it. Are you using them? Yeah, I'm using them too. I mean, how do you prove that? That doctor or medical provider, nurse practitioner, PA is dead in the water. So I agree, we need less people being, we need more people being educated on what these medications do. We need more people having access to other sorts of pain treatments. And we need to educate doctors, patients, and everybody alike that 120 pills of Lortab should not be, given to millions and millions of people all the time. I mean, it's common sense. But turning around and saying, all right, patients, you now can turn around and claim your doctor made you addicted and sue them, there's going to be no medicine for nobody now. And that scares the hell out of, many of us. Okay, I mean, thank God. Okay, I have not had to have a knee replacement yet. I know it's coming. And I hope that if I do get it and I have to go through the physical therapy, and everybody's telling me the physical therapy with a knee replacement or a hip replacement is brutal, I'm hoping that my doctor will give me something so I could go through the, not so much for the pain, because I think I can handle the pain. It's, I don't want a baby through the physical therapy, because the better you do your physical therapy, the better that joint does. I just hope there'll be doctors out there that prescribe it later. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We all
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.